This is podcast episode 3. We're going to talk about why. Let's talk about some secrets. Tell me what George told you.
It's a secret.
Well, okay, let's talk about the rules of secrets. Like, who do you decide who you can tell? Who would you rather tell, me or George's secret? If it's a secret about, like, somebody we both know, would you tell me or George first?
George.
Why?
Because you have a big mouth.
Oh, let's talk about that. Who has a bigger mouth, George or me?
You.
Why do you think that?
You converse with more people than she does.
But I'm a lot more, but I know who can know stuff and who can't.
But only when it's explicitly told to you.
No, but if you tell me it's a secret, then I'm not going to actually tell anybody. Don't you think?
It's a matter of perception, I guess. I know George better.
What do you mean? Why?
I don't know.
George actually has no filter. If you tell her something, like, she has a secret, she has to let it out.
True. Good point.
That's what I'm saying. So, like, if you tell George something, she may not let it out on purpose.
Yeah, but I know shit on her that I can dish out, so she knows. She's got a filter built in.
Oh, so, but inevitably, she has to tell somebody.
Well, I guess so.
Don't you think that you should tell me?
Where is this going?
I don't know yet. We're just taping.
Got it.
Yeah, we're just doing a lot of these so I can have a lot of stuff. Don't you think then, okay, so let's pretend we have a secret.
Okay.
How about, let's do a test.
Okay.
I want you to tell George a fake secret and see if it gets out.
I know it won't, though.
Why? At the rocket launch, trophy wives of the astronauts. Okay, we took a short break and we're back. So, give me your version of what George talked to you about on Monday.
Specific to you?
Yes.
It was your lovely house etiquette.
What's wrong with it?
I defer to Georgette.
Well, she's not here yet, so I just want to hear your version.
I'm bound by secrecy.
Secrecy to whom?
Georgette.
Why?
Because she knows shit about me that I don't want people to talk about.
So there's stuff that you won't tell me because George knows stuff about you.
Yes.
For example.
Well,
good try, John.
I know. Good attempt.
Why does it matter?
I guess it doesn't.
Has there ever been anything that you haven't told me because George wouldn't want you to tell me?
Yes.
What was it?
Well, I'm not going to tell you.
But, like, what was it about?
I don't know.
You don't know?
No. Not, oh. I don't recall specifically.
You swear?
I swear specifically.
Oh. How would you feel if there was stuff that I wanted to tell you about, but I didn't because of George? Like when you guys were going out.
That would be fine.
That'd be fine?
Yeah.
Because if I'm going out, if you're going out with her, I don't have to tell you.
What?
Okay, let's say there's a secret.
Yeah.
And I would normally tell you.
Okay.
But I don't.
Secret about what?
About one of our friends.
Okay.
But I don't tell you and I tell George first.
Okay.
Would you be offended?
No.
No.
You're
but related. George might be offended. If there's just... No?
I'll just hear it from Johnji.
No, she won't.
Okay, maybe we should talk quickly then about secrets shared in relationships.
Okay.
What do you not
I know
tell
lots
your
of
girlfriend?
What?
You know lots of what?
Secrets.
About what?
Random shit that I've heard in the past.
I'll trade you one.
Okay. Go. But you probably know this.
Okay. No names. Just go ahead. Tell me.
Someone in our group slept with somebody else in our group.
That could be anybody.
Yes, exactly.
Okay. Let's do names.
No, but you probably know, but they wouldn't know.
Oh, they wouldn't know.
Yeah.
Okay.
We wouldn't know?
You just tell me and I'll beep it out.
You know, I'm saying he probably knows the secret.
Okay, how about, okay. I'll pause it, and then you tell us, and then I'll restart it.
Okay. Oh, you say the name.
Okay.
But wait, what am I going to get out of that?
Well, what do you want to know?
I don't know.
I already told you a secret today.
I could give a shit about that secret. But
George just said that you care about it, and I told you, and I affirmed.
Yes. Care about what?
George, he owes me one. Doesn't what? He owe me one? Yeah.
That is nothing
hey.
Close to
yes,
the secret.
It doesn't matter. You gave it up. All right. So I'm going to put it on pause for a second. We'll be right back.
Okay, so resume.
Okay.
No. Hey, wait.
No,
I'll
talk it out to you. Okay, so we're back after the secrets portion, and let me just say it was a stunner to two of us,
and there's three of us
here, but I mean I guess I knew it already.
So
but
I guess that means my secrets suck.
No, what it means is that you're good at keeping secrets.
See,
how many people do you think know this secret?
Not many people.
When did this happen?
Okay, but first of all, it involves someone who is not all that prominent or like present in the group. So I don't think that really says much.
Don't say it out loud because we're on camera right now. So what I have is I have one friend trying to guess what the secret is on the other side. The rest of us know.
Via hangman.
So basically what happened is that apparently we both knew this secret. Well, when did you find out, would you say?
The day after or the week after.
Whoa. Really?
Yeah.
So you knew before me.
I think so.
But why would
I was visiting.
Why would she tell you?
Because we were.
Oh.
Whoops.
Oh. Well, no, that's fine. That's fine. It doesn't matter.
It's a broad city. It's a
big city.
A big city.
Now, so have you gotten
it? So now John
is
feeling a little dejected.
Somebody from here?
Well.
Can I give a hint?
No, because we're on camera.
No, I'm
okay, whisper the hint.
Yeah, you tell him.
Whisper the hint in my
ear. Okay, so basically, so when you knew this, were you sworn to secrecy?
Yes.
But yet you told me. What does that mean?
I told you almost 3 years later.
Okay. Because you knew that I already knew.
I suspected you
were. So there's kind of a times. Wait, come over here. Hey, come over here. So now we all know because George has just told somebody.
No,
proving
no,
that,
no,
she gave
proving
me
that
not,
she has
no,
a big
mouth.
Oh, it's just
a
hint.
She gave me a hint.
Okay, tell me the hint.
A broad hint.
Okay, tell me the hint so that I can see if it's a good hint.
She said that.
Oh. Okay, so
isn't that already
what
in
happened
the
is
thing?
That George. George
I
gave a very broad hint, and it's pretty obvious now because I've given him all the vowels. Also,
she's narrowed
and
it down
you,
to one,
and I've narrowed it down
beer.
To the city.
Yeah, so this is we should edit this out actually, but okay. So anyway, so you're okay with telling people secrets after years, is what you're telling me.
No,
why? But you just told me after 3 years.
I told
you
because we were
trading secrets.
I know it now.
Do you want to type it
I
in?
So know
Would you
it
like
now.
To type it in.
I. So no, it
that's right. That's right. Now, are you surprised?
No. I've been compromised. Abort.
Wait, come back. Okay, no, wait.
This
so,
is the worst podcast
so,
ever.
Were you surprised?
Not. So, I was not shocked.
You weren't.
But you didn't know.
You weren't shocked.
I didn't know, but
why aren't you surprised? Is it a good secret?
That's a great secret.
It's pretty good.
I like.
It's pretty good.
It.
I think we should come up with a secret system. Three stars? Three stars is... What's the Michelin rating for secrets?
Three.
I'll give this one a three-star secret. No. I'll give it a two.
What's a three-star secret?
Yes, give us an example.
Three-star secret would be... Okay.
Could be something we all know.
Three-star secrets like somebody had a baby.
Three-star secret.
Without telling anyone?
Three-star secret, someone in New York...
Okay, I will trade. So, see if we can categorize all secrets into 2, 3, and 1 stars, we can trade them. Not that I would, but you know what I'm saying. You know a good 3-1?
No.
Oh, actually, there's a 3-star secret.
What?
But I think we already all know it.
That.
What? Type out the.
We can't. No, we can't.
Type it out.
Just pause. The
oh, I'll just type it out.
Pause.
Type out who it pertains to.
Oh.
No, pause it.
Well, it's a 3-star secret.
Just to keep everyone in the
no,
loop.
Pause it.
John
no.
has a. separate notepad open to discuss things via text.
And that's 3 stars.
Shut up!
What? Hey! Oh!
My name's Chant.
Really? That's a
you didn't know?
Really?
That's not a secret.
I don't think it's a secret.
It's not really a
Wait,
secret.
Because you tell everybody about it.
Yeah.
What?
Wow.
Can you
that, was good. That was good.
Can you pause?
Holy shit.
Tell me. Hurry.
Does she not know?
I can't tell you until you're ready to podcast.
Can you tell me now?
Go podcast.
Okay.
Where is
now,
it? No, she has got to talk first before you let
Yeah, you can't. Okay. So anyway, let's talk about some secrets, George. So people have been saying that
you're worse.
That you're worse at secret keeping than I am. Well, let me ask Victor.
That. John G.
Who would you rather tell a secret to, me or George?
That's not fair.
Why?
Oh, me? Oh, then it's very fair.
Why
I don't want
fair?
People to know.
If you don't want people to know.
John, you're known as a loudmouth.
Okay, let me put it this way.
Because you're connected to everyone.
Oh, so I'm
That's
compromised
what John G.
because
said.
I'm compromised because I taught everybody.
And you're low tolerance to pain. You can have it. tortured out of you
it's like,
very, very easily.
I have a load. But I'm better with secrets. Like, you would feel confident in telling me something.
No.
I would. I've told, and I have told
and
you
has.
Things in confidence.
He has.
Have you told me any secrets?
Maybe next time you can try
no.
telling her a secret and not telling me and see if I know a month later.
I mean, now, yes. Now that I.
How do you feel about that?
What?
If he tells you secrets in time, and then we'll see if it gets back around to me.
I think if I had a very vital secret that I didn't want anyone to know,
yeah.
I would probably tell her what I told you.
I can keep secrets.
What kind of secret?
Right, John G?
What is like a vital secret?
I mean, G.
You're surprised. Okay, let's.
Okay,
let's
come on.
Back.
Podcasting.
Okay.
I would like.
Are you ready?
To
I think you know
secret.
This one already.
Okay, fine. Well, Johnny doesn't know. I don't know.
Did you know that?
What about him?
You know them.
Oh,
do you know
I
who
know.
They are?
Yeah, I know. I know that.
He starts.
Like,
you, if you come over
like
here, I'll
year,
tell you.
A year or two ago, right?
Yeah.
Not like this year, last year, 2 years ago.
Okay.
No.
Oh.
Like,
okay.
Come closer.
They were
come
on
sit
the
here.
Way.
Let him sit here. Okay.
On the
I think
way.
What
you
know
what?
I think
like,
we've I think we've done enough with the secret talk.
Yes.
Okay.
Can we just
I'm
going to
stop this one.
Territory.
Yeah, this is getting too crazy. So let's just sum
why,
it up.
Why is this getting into scary territory? Because we're spilling secrets now?
No, did you have something else to say?
No.
Well, no, I think we should switch topics.
Oh, perfect. Go ahead.
Why? I don't think that's a...
It's a pretty good
secret.
We have
well,
7 minutes.
Let's talk about what's
all,
a, what's like a number
it,
one... What's
I
a like what's like a one secret?
A one secret?
Like a one-star secret.
That George is a lush.
I know. Oh.
That's not a secret.
I was going to say
what?
John's a man whore.
Okay, we're stopping the podcast right now.
Public knowledge.
Signing off.
Signing off. One-star secrets. We'll talk about that some other time. George is a lush.
Would anyone?
Okay, what were you saying?
What was I
Let's
saying?
Be real. You don't have a nurturing soul.
We are discussing.
I think just because
why people tell secrets to
they don't
John
tell
Yang.
You secrets because you don't have
no,
secrets to share. Yeah, like you,
no
you're
fun.
Very
no,
secret.
But I don't think a person who receives secrets has. I don't think it has anything to do with an exchange of secrets. It has to
it
do
does.
With a trusting capacity for open discussion.
You don't care.
There are people who don't you don't necessarily have to offer up any new information for somebody to tell you their secrets.
I always trade them.
But in general, most people don't expect a secret in return for them talking to you. It's usually just because you're very
open
in conversation.
So what,
they tend to...
so what does everybody tell George? That's true.
I don't know anyone's
secrets. Most secrets are given to George when everyone is inebriated.
Oh. What do you think about that? What John G said?
No, I agree.
That you don't exchange, it's just an openness?
Yeah, I think some people... I think people feel comfortable sharing secrets with you because of the way you interact with them. Not necessarily
But apparently I'm a loudmouth.
Maybe that. I mean, maybe they secretly want other people to know.
Mm.
You're a conduit for dispersing this information. I don't know. But I think they feel comfortable telling you about it. Maybe it's because, do you feel like you ask?
Yes.
So you purposely try to get information
right.
out of
I'm pretty persistent.
Right. Whereas I don't think I ask, and I don't think you ask.
I don't pry.
Yeah, you don't pry.
You guys don't pry to...
We barely scratch the surface when talking to other people.
I don't know if this is reporting anymore.
We're one-dimensional conversations.
Oh. Who do you think we should try to get something out of? You know
Lynn.
What? That's what I was going to say. We should try to get...
There's a spike.
Oh, we should... Yeah. We should try to get secrets from her. What would you want to ask her?
To be honest, though, I feel like...
Mm-hmm.
Doesn't have very many interesting secrets.
I bet she does.
To be honest.
I bet she does.
Perhaps.
Has she ever told you any?
No. I'm not privy to her secrets.
Who did she tell? Did she tell anyone?
I feel like she would have told her ex-boyfriend at some point.
Her ex-boyfriend?
And in fact, her ex-boyfriend has hinted
Big H?
That there are things that I don't know. Big H.
Yeah.
Yeah. I mean, that's what you do, right? Yeah.
No, but I feel like bigger secrets developed with her.
Oh.
I feel like her life got crazier and she got more
rambunctious. What's like the craziest secret that... Well, not even crazy. What's the secret that you think she would be harboring about herself?
Her promiscuity.
Hmm. Really?
I don't know.
I'll find out.
More on this later.
Huh. Okay, well, let's talk about this. Let's talk about when you're in a relationship, do you tell any secrets that are told to you, do you tell your girlfriend or boyfriend?
No, not all the time.
If I tell you something, do you tell your girlfriend?
Not necessarily.
But you could.
Yes.
Could.
What if she asks?
Depends on the situation.
Right.
It's not... See, I assume as soon as somebody gets in a relationship or they get married, they just go to tell the other person. So they get shut out.
Oh, wait. Is this in general...
Yeah, this is in general, not specifics.
Not your own personal secret, but somebody else's external secret.
Everything.
An external secret.
Yeah. Like anything that they...
Not all your personal secrets are told to your significant other. That's just dangerous.
Oh, no way.
Yeah. So we're talking about external secrets.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah. That's fine.
Oh. External secrets. But you don't tell your personal secrets.
Of course not.
Have you ever gone out with somebody in this room and not told them secrets?
Of course.
Who?
Who else would
I have gone out with? Like what? Yeah, like what kind
of
secrets?
I don't know.
Give me a ballpark.
Have
you? Have you ever? Do you have secrets that you don't tell?
Yes.
Your girlfriend? You do.
Clearly. Yeah.
How many? 7?
More than I can count.
More than. Wow. And what would happen if they found out? Like, they're not a big deal secrets. They're just sort of like things you don't tell.
I mean, is this even up for discussion? Is there anyone who tells
100% of the truth?
Everything?
Yeah.
Some people think that's how you get married.
Not at all. That's the wrong way. You ask any married couple, it's always about like.
They can say that.
Need to know basis. It's a need to know basis.
Oh. They tell each other everything.
They say that.
But they don't know that their husband probably has a porn selection at night with website links and save pages that he whacks off to. Your girlfriends may think they tell each other everything. Or their husbands probably don't think that their wives think that their sex life is boring and he jerks off too fast and wishes he could go down on her.
Stop talking about me.
So, I mean, what's, you know, nobody tells everyone everything.
Yeah. So it's really...
They're delusional.
Why would he say yes to that question? Is he into telling? Actually, you know what? He does, because in his last relationship, this is our other friend.
Yes.
Our other friend, he had this habit of always saying stuff that should have been kept secret from his girlfriend, but he would say it anyway. And he would just tell her, like, I'm feeling this, or like something happened, or like, no?
But I mean, there are degrees of secret. I mean, like, feelings and stuff like that are.
Like, he would say stuff that, like, you really just don't
tell
your girlfriend.
Everyone has deep, dark secrets in their head that you just don't tell anyone.
Oh. Well, but he did. And he got
no, I doubt he did. There's always that one secret that you're socially scared to ever say out loud.
Really?
That's true.
Like what?
Oh, you mean like your own secret?
Yeah, your own. Oh, your own. You're so convicted by your own secret that it bothers you that you even think this way, but you still feel it. You know
what's
what I mean?
An example of one?
I know yours.
You know his?
I do.
I don't want to know.
Really?
Type it out. Go ask
him. Type it out. Yeah. Let's do Hangman.
Ask him. Why? There's a deep... What's George's?
I have no idea. She doesn't know mine.
I do. No.
Why do you think that our other friend felt the need to...
Because he was under this impression that you have to tell them everything.
And that the relationship would be better for it?
Yes.
But it wasn't.
It was stupid. Like, he would keep on telling... He would tell her things that really had nothing to do with her. But then, like, it became a problem because, like, later on it kind of came around and, like, bit him in the ass. Or in that moment, like, this is not something she really needs to know. But right. If you're going to tell her, it's going to cause problems for you.
Did she reciprocate in the same way?
No. I think she just got mad. Oh, like her own secrets?
Yeah.
I don't really know.
So, I mean, what's... I don't see the point of telling her. This is... Did he feel like... Was he guilty about it? So, like, I feel like hiding this from you, so I'm going to say it. Was it that kind of thing?
I feel like he was guilty. And so he felt guilty.
So he was making himself feel better.
Yeah. Yeah. It's getting too loud. I wonder if this...